At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Got some sad news that actor and director Robert Redford has died. He's died at the age of 89. What a massive loss. We spoke to Sean Smith about Sophie Duchess of Edinburgh a couple of months ago, and we're going to be talking about his new project, The Path to Fame, now. Sad news, hey, Sean, about Robert Redford.
I know, I'm sure I'm not alone in just remembering the first time I went to see Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid all those years ago.
Wow.
And The Sting, of course, another fabulous film. A great Hollywood figure.
Has he ever been a subject of your path to fame?
No, but he could have been. I have tended not to do Hollywood figures too much because people identify with a character more than they do with the person, if you see what I mean.
So that
if you're writing, my experience of that was with Jennifer Aniston, who's one of the subjects of Path to Fame. But when I was looking at her in the past, people always associated her as Rachel from Friends.
Yes.
They didn't associate her with being a real person. They didn't want to either.
Yeah, I totally get it. I mean, it's not very fair to say she's a one-trick pony because she's not. She's a good actress, but she'll be forever known as Rachel in Friends, won't she?
Yeah, and the iconic haircut and you know, I've got the Friends box set still, you know, and every so often if I'm in a down mood, I put it on, you know, cheers you up, doesn't it?
Yeah, great stuff. So tell us a bit more about The Path to Fame. What is this project all about then?
Well, I wanted to celebrate 25 years, eek, of writing biographies. And the most important thread for me is always the path to fame, how people got there. And what I've always done is I don't spend all my time on Google. I like to get out there and retrace people's steps. Everybody has a different path. We all have interesting stories, actually. It's one of the things that I have most in my mind, is that when I go out to find out about the early life of these people, I'm talking to people who are very interesting themselves. And one of the points that I make in the prologues to these books is that the most disrespectful thing you can do to anyone is to have no interest in them. Mm. Because we all have a story. I think that's very important.
Yeah, very
getting back to past. Absolutely. Getting back to Path to Fame, I wanted to pick up common threads and see how people achieved stardom. And so, in effect, you've got somebody like Robbie Williams, who you mentioned previously, I've spoken about, from Stoke-on-Trent to stardom, Gary Barlow from Frodsham to stardom. And it's very interesting to go back and discover what their childhoods were and how they took those first steps, and similarities and differences between stars are very interesting. It's a sort of how to do it series in a way.
Yeah, it's a bit like sliding doors, isn't it, this path, because they could have just taken a different path, you know, when they got to a fork in the road, and not have become who they became.
Absolutely. Everybody needed a lucky break. But just one very interesting common thread is that they all started very young, and people forget that. Robbie Williams was a child actor in Stoke-on-Trent. He played the Artful Dodger in Oliver.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Gary Barlow, when he was at school, had a residency at a local working man's club. He was practically a child prodigy.
Christ.
Cheryl Cole was a champion child dancer with loads of trophies that could sink anybody's shelf. You know, I mean,
yeah.
She was a fabulous young dancer. We're talking about a little girl dancer here, you know, and they all started, you know, even Victoria Beckham. This is very interesting because she's always has in the past been slagged off for having no talent. But she won lots of trophies at her local dancing school when she was a small girl.
Mm. It's interesting, isn't it? We don't get to hear that side of it. And I think, like you say, a lot of them started young, and particularly when Robert Peter Williams became Robbie, as in Take That, he was only 16 then. And I think that's part of the problem. I think that's why he ended up, although I think he's okay now, but becoming an addict and suffering, because I think they are too young sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, he was thrust into this completely different world and was unprepared for it, I suppose, is a way of putting it. One of the things that always amuses me was he was never known as Robbie. And where he could always tell if somebody knew him or not, because if they called him Robbie, they didn't know him because his name was Rob. Robbie was made up by the manager of Take That.
Right, got you. So it would be Rob or Robert. It doesn't sound right.
Yeah, his mother called him Robert. Everybody else called him Rob. And if you didn't know him or you were a Take That fan, you called him Robbie.
Yeah, of course. The Independent has described you as a fearless chronicler, and you do always discover the truth. I know I've interviewed you many times about different famous people. Is it ever been to your detriment, Sean? Have you ever got into trouble because you are so fearless?
Well, no, not really, because I'm always very fair about people. I try and be as positive as possible. I'm not looking to sensationalize stories that are more interesting than you could imagine just as they stand. That's the important thing to remember. There are PRs out there and management always think it's their job to slightly amend things and warp things. But that's, you know, not necessary with really interesting stories. And that's always been my byword. I mean, when I started to write many years ago about J.K. Rowling, all the stories were about her being a penniless single mother. And there was much more to her than that. That was a PR thing that then got picked up by one story or in a newspaper or whatever. And then it gets repeated ad nauseum. So that's how she started, as a penniless single mother. It bore no relation to who she actually was. There was a time when she was struggling, but that was after her marriage broke up and she came back from Portugal where she lived.
I think the filmmakers realise that people can relate to that. They think, well, if you can do it, being a penniless single mother, then I can do it, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I think one of the things that I've always remembered when I'm approaching somebody is I can't remember if it was a quote from Kylie or a quote from Michael Hutchins, but they said celebrity is a cloak you put on when you go out the front door, and when you get home, you put it on the hat stand and you take it. And that's very true. And it was particularly true, I found, with George Michael. I wrote about him after he died.
And, really?
I love his music.
Me too.
I'm a spill of George Michael. But there were two George Michaels. There was the George Michael of Wham and a solo star and that sort of thing. And then there was Yorios Paniatou, who had a father from Cyprus and, you know, was raised as a sort of dual nationality almost in North London. And just fascinating man. So complicated, so interesting, and yet we have a simplistic view of him in short, singing Wham Rap or whatever it was called.
Yeah, I know. I've seen his story, read his story. It might have even been your book, but he was very different as a child, wasn't he? He was shy, he was quite big, he had glasses, and he suddenly blossomed into George Michael and was absolutely gorgeous, I have to say.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the growth of the man as an artist was fascinating to go down. He really is a great figure of popular music and mustn't be forgotten. But of course, he'll never be forgotten because he's got the most popular Christmas song of all time, which we all wish we wrote.
Yes. Once a year it comes out. Good old Last Christmas. Oh,
well, bless I remember.
You.
I must just tell you a little story about Last Christmas because he and Andrew Ridgeley were watching the football on TV, Match of the Day, in those days was everybody had to watch Match of the Day every week, and it was a really boring game. So George pops upstairs and writes Last Christmas while Andrew stays downstairs
no
and watches.
No way.
And then he pops out, oh, I've just written a song. It's Last Christmas.
As you do. That's fantastic. Another story. Is it true, Sean, that the acclaimed film about, we've just mentioned J.K. Rowling, Magic Beyond Words, that was actually based on your biography?
Yes, it was. That's right. And it was very interesting putting together for the book her path to fame, if you like, in that... she was brought up in villages in the West Country, and then just over the Severn Bridge. And people don't move often, so I remember knocking on the door of the first house, and the person, a lovely lady, answered, and she bought the house from Joanne's dad. And she said, "Oh, you must pop over to the next village because they move there." So I go over to the next village, knock on the door. And it was a person again who'd bought the house from Joanne's dad. I thought, and she pointed out that the Potter family lived in the street. You know, it's just fascinating. That's, I mean, it's better than work when you can go and find lovely things like that to happen.
I'm sure it is. And you mentioned some quotes that some of these people have given you. Do you actually interview them, or do they just give you quotes, or do you find out the information for yourself?
Well, it's a combination of everything. But I remember Robbie Williams. Some contact is can be difficult, and it was put to me by Robbie Williams's former manager, who sadly died. Lovely man, and he said to me, "Sean, keep on doing what you're doing, but we can't be seen to have contact with you because it totally alters the dynamic of the book." Because, and this is why you in the fashion of today, there are so many autobiographies, because that's the trend at the moment. When I started off, the trend was to have unauthorized biographies because that's how, you know, the bookshops and the publishers sold everything, because it tended to make it, oh, you know, all the scandal's going to be here, but you just ignore that sort of thing.
Got you. And I know you've written about Harry Styles. Did you ever write about Liam Payne before he passed away?
No, I sadly not. Funnily enough, the fourth book in the Path to Fame series, which I'm just finishing putting together now, is about Cheryl. But it doesn't come up to Liam Payne because obviously that was much later in her life, when she was already... national treasure and one of the most famous.
Yeah.
But it does cover all her Newcastle days and how she made it, and those early X Factor days, and Ashley Cole. Gosh, remember that? That seems like a long time ago.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, when she was Cheryl Cole.
You know, it's a huge, yeah. I mean, she was known as Cheryl Cole for years and years, but now, of course, she's Cheryl.
Yeah. So what was the third one? I've got that Robbie Williams was first, Gary Barlow was second, and you've just mentioned the fourth. What was number three?
Yeah, Victoria Beckham is the third.
Ah.
And I loved writing about Victoria Beckham, a much underestimated woman by the general public and treated in a very sort of superficial way by the media. But what I'm trying to do is to do them in groups of two, if you like, if that is a group. And so, you know, Bobby and Gary, the big boy band stars of the 90s and onwards, and Victoria and Cheryl, the girl band stars, Spice Girls, Girls Aloud. And, you know, later on, I'm doing Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake together because they obviously were in the Mickey Mouse Club in Florida.
Yeah, they were a couple as well, weren't they?
They were a couple. I had a lovely time going over to Florida and interviewing a great man who was the sort of teacher of all the kids in the Mickey Mouse Club. He had to sort of teach them the subjects we learned in the fourth form, as it were. But, he said that Britney Spears, I remember this very, very well. He said that she was the sweetest girl he ever taught.
Oh.
And with all the bad publicity and sensational publicity the lady gets over the last few years, you know, I've always remembered he said what a lovely little girl she was.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I don't know, you will know because you write in the book, but also her father, I think, had a lot to do with her downfall, didn't he?
Yes, I you know, that's well documented, but he doesn't come across with any great credit.
Well, it's a great series, and I can't wait for you to tell me when the Cheryl one will be out so that we can chat again.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, well, it won't be too long. Hopefully in time for Christmas. That'd be lovely.
Excellent.
We can wish each other a Merry Christmas. That'd be great.
We can indeed. Just to let our listeners know, if you want to find out more about Sean's books, you can go to seansmithceleb.com, and there are all on there. There's absolutely loads of them, 20-odd years worth. Sean, it's always a delight to chat to you. Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.